bid welcome to General Kulan, commander of the armies of the Empire.
Where is the governor?
My husband, Lord Usman, will be with us shortly, as will our dear friends, the governors of our neighboring provinces. Your officers can wait here. Come.
General,
stay here.
Do you like the chandeliers?
What?
The finest crystal. We had them especially made in Vinta and brought here. Very delicate. It was quite an enterprise, actually. By sea, then on the back of a camel across the desert, and amazingly, no breakages.
Oh. May I ask?
Anything, General. Here in the provinces, we are much less formal than in the great city.
Yes. May I ask why you did not bring your goods through Tumen Bay?
My husband says the import tax is so high when goods come through Tumen Bay. I suppose I shouldn't say such a thing to you, General, but it's no secret, is it really? We already pay so many taxes to the Sultan. Why should he take it all? Don't you feel the same, General?
All this, your husband's position, this palace, the very province he governs, is all at the discretion of the Sultan. And the Sultan alone.
Now, General, we all know that's not true, don't we? The Sultan is nothing without the provincial governors. They serve each other's interests. Oh, here we are. I hope you will be comfortable here.
My lord, come, come.
What is this?
Oh, I thought you might like a little company after your long march with all your horses and men.
No, the Empire is at war. I've come here to gather the provincial armies. Your husband should be here reporting to me. Get him.
Yes, of course, but
I... Get him! And you tell him and all the other governors to report to my camp immediately. Now get out of my sight!
General, Governor Usman is here.
Where?
In your tent.
Commander Kulan, your grace. Firstly, let me apologize for my lateness. I had meant to meet you at the gates, but I got called away on business. I hope my good wife provided you with a warm welcome to our humble home.
Where are your men?
Don't worry, they will be here. Ready to serve our Sultan, General? How is our good friend, the Sultan?
Where are the other provincial governors?
You need to relax, Commander. Remember, you are my guest here. I've organized a banquet tonight in the Great Hall.
Forget the banquet. We will meet here, at camp, at sunset. Send me your musters. I want to see it before we meet.
But...
Yes?
Under whose authority?
The Sultan's.
Can I see it?
See what?
Your authority.
Sergeant, take Governor Usman to see the Sultan's seal. This is exactly why Tumen Bay has allowed Maya to flourish.
I bid welcome to the governors of the eastern and southern provinces, and also to the commanders of the border regiments. I have news. The garrison town of Kariba has fallen to Maya's forces. She's on the move. The war has begun, and I have been looking at your musters. And they are a disgrace! You have all got used to peace! You have not kept up your records! Governor Usman, you don't even have a glimmering of the number of men of fighting age in your district. Never mind oxen, horses, and camels, and foodstuffs. The army needs arrows by the 100,000, and you are supposed to keep a ready supply.
With respect, General Kulan, the Sultan seems quite happy with the taxes we raise for him.
And besides, haven't these threats been rather exaggerated, General? Of course, readiness should be our watchword.
Please do assure the Sultan of our support. But we would like, in return, to be assured of his...
What do you expect, General? These are not men. They are fat, pink grubs that you put on a hook to catch fish.
Who do you think you are, young man?
Yes. Who are you?
I am Wolf. I come from the hill country with my cavalry. For centuries we have fought for Tuman Bay.
I summoned you, but I didn't know if you would come.
We don't come at any man's call. We come when we want to, for the fight. And Maya the Grim is an enemy worthy of our time, unlike these grubs. So, what do you want me to do with them? Hang them? Waste of good rope?
Stop him. I demand you do something, General Kulan.
Very well. That one, Commander Wolf. The fat one. You say he's a grub? Spit him on your hook.
No, no, please. I am the governor of the province.
At your service, General.
Take that away. The rest of you listen to me. Your musters will be complete within 3 days. 3 days after that, you will deliver men and all supplies. If not, each one of you will find himself on the hook as well. Any questions?
Good.
Now, Commander Wolf, I would like to inspect some men who are ready to fight.
Tuman Bay. Episode 5, Stranglehold, by John Dryden. They say if you want peace, you should prepare for war. But what happens when your enemy offers you peace? Perhaps then you should remember that the most beautiful flowers have the sharpest thorns.
Just one petal?
Yes, Your Majesty, just one. That's all that is required.
Ah, Your Highness, I have some news.
Yes, yes, Kadali, smell this.
It's a wonderful, delightful.
It's supposed to be terrible. One sip of it, and you'd be dead. Isn't that right, Doctor?
Oh, without a doubt, Your Majesty, without a doubt.
Yes. Look, I have something I need to tell you.
Now, this.
Here, Your Excellency.
Sniff this. Well?
It's bitter.
It's bitter.
Yes.
But put the two together, and...
Oh, yes, it's very good, Your Highness.
You see, it's the balance of the opposing forces. It's like you and Gregor. As long as we can keep the balance, eh?
Well, Your Highness, I have found a way to do that. It's good news. This so-called Queen Maya, she wants to negotiate.
What are you talking about?
Well, I have my contacts. Of course I do. It's my job. She wants to send a delegation to Tuman Bay to negotiate.
Beg, more like, for mercy.
No doubt. She's heard about our armies marching out to the provinces. She's awed by our Sultan's power.
Let her beg me in person. Tell that to her delegation.
Yes, Your Majesty.
And keep them waiting. The bitch. Who does she think she is?
Your Majesty, shall I get the smelling salts? Hmm?
I gave her dead husband a province to govern. I put him there. And now she wants to challenge me?
Your Majesty, please, sit down.
Get off me! You tire me!
I am sorry, Your Majesty.
What is the point of you?
I have no point. I merely exist.
Yes, you merely exist. That's the problem.
Your Majesty, I'm sorry if I have offended you in any way. I am your physician. Your health and well-being are my
primary... Yes, yes. Then shut your mouth.
Yes. Yes, Your Majesty. I am sorry.
Go!
Yes. Yes. I will go.
Play a game with them. Mm? Make them think we are grateful. We'll organize a reception.
Of course, Your Majesty. But why?
Let them beg us for mercy and then...
And then...
We'll kill them. Send a message to my first wife, Shajar, to attend. She will enjoy it.
Doctor, I told you not to disturb me when I'm working. What do you want?
The Lady Shajar is here.
Shajar?
Yes.
What does she want at this time?
I need your help.
But of course, my lady. Are you unwell?
No, I have business I need to deal with discreetly.
Business?
There are two ways we can do this. Either we can talk in a roundabout way with me saying such things as, I have a friend who needs help. Or we could get straight to it. What would you prefer?
My lady, I...
We both know what I'm talking about. A woman in my position has many enemies. I need to protect myself. I want to talk to you about poison.
Poison? My lady, I am a physician.
I know what you are. What do you think the Sultan would do if he realized he was treated by a slave of the poppy?
Does it matter if... It is discovered afterwards that the victim was poisoned.
No, I don't care what happens afterwards.
Oh, well, then that makes it easier. There's something I've been working on.
What are you doing?
Perfume. You spray it like a perfume. You spray it on the face. Simple. Surprising. Effective.
The first wife, Shajar, ruthless. As far as she's concerned, her son could have died in the army. Better a dead son than a weak son. I need to be ahead of her. I need to move faster than she can move, and then stop her.
Your Excellency.
Where is His Holiness?
This way, my lord.
What are you doing here? No one is supposed to be here.
How are you, Eminence? Are they looking after you well? Arrak, the best. I hear you like the best.
I know you. You're Al-Ghuri's dog. When there's dirty work to be done, you do it. Gregor. Your name is Gregor.
Here. It's not poison. Yeah, I'll drink.
Good stuff.
When you came here, our Sultan gave you sanctuary. You were the spiritual guide to all believers, the jewel in the Sultan's turban. Why would he want to kill you?
What do you want, Gregor?
Just to talk.
You've no objection.
Would it change anything if I had? I thought not.
When you were making your way here...
A long journey and hard, too.
And were you alone?
Alone? Just me and Bello?
Bello?
My priest.
My lord.
And how did you travel? On foot?
Yes. And if we found a sympathetic traveler, sometimes there was a donkey for an old man.
And as for resting?
The hard ground.
So cold, the nights.
So cold.
And your burden...
Burden.
The things you carried with you.
No, nothing. I had to leave quickly. There was no time at all. Bello, tell him there was nothing. We took nothing.
Nothing, Eminence.
Not any little keepsake to ensure you have a warm welcome wherever you might end up?
Nothing. Nothing. We were wanderers on the face of the cold earth. Is that not so, Bello?
It is as you say, Eminence.
Wisdom was our only freight, as the poet has it.
But now you've come to rest. How fortunate. Well, I shall take no more of your time.
A blessing, perhaps, before I go?
Yes, yes. Go and be, may God give you good fortune. Go.
But just in case God withholds his gifts, it is wise, is it not, to take what may not be given? And you are generally accounted a wise man, are you not?
Bello will see you out.
Or a drunk?
My lord, In our holy books there is a verse about the wise Sultan who does not venture into the dark without a lantern, so that when he needs, he may see what is hidden.
And what is hidden, Master Priest?
Many things, but that wise Sultan...
with the lamp.
May find them out.
And be well rewarded for his foresight.
He might hope so.
He might.
No, no, please!
Hush, Master Priest. It was merely a rat.
They are everywhere here.
Well, here's the thing. Service and betrayal. Rewards and punishments. Serve me well, Bello, and you will prosper. Serve me ill. Good night, lamplighter.
You see, it spins like this.
No, this is too advanced for her.
How old is your child?
She's just a baby.
And something soft like this.
Ibn Bey, I went to your house.
They said I would find you here. What is this?
It is what it is, Your Excellency.
I'm touched by your devotion to the task I gave you.
While she's in my care, she will want for nothing, Excellency.
Good. But my advice is not to get too close. The child will not be with you for long.
No, of course not. I realize.
I need your help.
Yes.
A little mystery. Remember the scrolls I described to you?
Yes.
Come with me.
What now? But the child is waiting for me.
When I told you to take care of it, I didn't tell you to become its wet nurse. Come.
They all look old. That's the whole point of scrolls. That's what people want. These artisans, they use every trick in the book.
But I have a feeling these might be different.
What, here, in the market?
Just wait. See them and decide. You know about these things. I don't. This might be an opportunity for you.
Can I ask you something, then?
What?
Why are you so interested in them?
Do you know what I do for the Sultan?
I know you're not responsible for his collection of art and calligraphy.
Ah, this is it. The Hamid brothers.
There's no one home, so why don't we?
One of them will always be here. You're an eccentric couple. Brothers, I believe, from... Oh.
Hello?
Workshops like these, they're all over Tuman Bay, churning out reproductions.
Hello? Ah, gentlemen, here we are again. I apologize for the intrusion. Your door was open. This is my associate.
Good day, good day.
He is a scholar, you might say. I've brought him with me so that we might examine the pieces again. Gentlemen, perhaps you would be so kind as to...
I'm not moving. Hey, wake up! Wake up! Oh. What is that? The plague? What are you doing? Cover your face!
No, those aren't plague pustules. There was a struggle, see, here. And then they were carefully propped back up onto their chairs.
Poison?
Yes. Must have happened recently. No sign of bloating yet.
But who?
You would be a wiser man not to ask.
Well, what about the scrolls?
Huh? Oh, they won't be here anymore. That moment has passed. Come, it's better not to be discovered here.
I shouldn't have come. I shouldn't have come.
Quickly, hide your face. I should have known.
Known what?
She wanted me to go to see the Hafiz. She wanted to delay me so she could do her work here.
And this woman, whoever she is, you think she has the scrolls now?
Of that I am certain. Look at the market. It's busy and full of life, yes?
Yes.
But have you ever seen a beehive when it's dying? It looks busy, but the bees are aimless.
No, I haven't, but I don't understand.
When the queen's dead, the bees are everywhere, flying around. To the outside observer, it looks as though the hive is healthy. But it's not. It's dying, because the heart of it is dead and it just doesn't know it yet. Go back to your home. Take care of the baby. You will hear from me in due course. Shajar. That's the trouble with ex-lovers. They know you too well. And no one has the capacity to hate you quite like an ex-lover.
Who is it?
My lady.
Kadali.
I need to talk to you.
My maid isn't here. Please come back later when I can receive you properly.
I'm afraid that is not possible. The Sultan sent me.
Yes?
May I come in? It would be easier.
Wait one moment. It is quite inappropriate for you to come here to my quarters without an appointment.
Yes.
My apologies.
Well?
Yes?
You said the Sultan...
Yes. This peace delegation from Maya, the Sultan asked me to inform you that your presence will be required at the reception tonight.
Is that all?
Yes.
Then I will be there.
Good.
Good.
There was just one other thing.
Yes?
Gregor.
What of him?
I was hoping you might know of his whereabouts.
And why would that be?
No reason, except, well, weren't you close once?
Now, Kadali, I didn't think you were the sort of man to listen to idle gossip.
No, not idle gossip.
I am the Sultan's chief wife. My husband is all my delight. Always has been and always will be. Everything I do is for him.
Of course, of course. But you and Gregor...
I serve one master, Kadali, the Sultan.
As do we all. I was merely inquiring after Gregor. After all, he's been rooting out the spies here in the palace, keeping us all safe.
Well, he's not here.
My point precisely. He never seems to be around. Are we to believe he has rooted out all the spies?
I wouldn't know about anything like that.
Well, no, you wouldn't. We can but trust that Gregor is doing his job.
The Sultan trusts him. That's good enough for me.
Yes. Well, I must be off. Goodbye, my lady.
Of course, if Gregor himself were disloyal in any way...
In what way, precisely?
I don't know. He talks to a lot of people. Perhaps that's his job, watching everyone. Looking for spies, as you say. But who watches the spy catcher?
Just be vigilant.
Vigilant?
Especially now, with all that is happening. Better to be suspicious than to...
Oh. Your sherbet, my lady?
Yes, put it down there.
Is there anything else, madam?
No, go. Wait, yes, tell the wardrobe master that I am to attend a reception tonight.
Yes, my lady.
So, this delegation, it may mean everything, it may mean nothing. But we have to show our unity, our might. You are the queen. Wear your best jewels.
What do they want?
They say they want peace.
And what do you think they want, Kadali?
Well... Perhaps we are like the child on his birthday morning waiting for his present. And there it is, all wrapped up. What is it? He can barely wait. He unwraps it. He reaches in. Is it a beautiful model cannon that he will be able to fire at his model soldiers? Or is it... a deadly scorpion?
Where are you going?
I have some duties to attend to for my lady.
Go to my rooms.
My lord?
You heard me. I have some news. Your baby. You are serving your lady well.
What news of my child?
We will come to that.
Has something happened?
Just sit. We need to talk. We will talk about what I want to talk about first. All right? Sit. Nothing to worry about. I prefer being down here. It's peaceful. No one will disturb us. Tuman Bay is under attack. There is grave danger from this Maya.
My lord?
Not by her armies. General Kulan will see to that. I'm talking about an enemy within. I am responsible for that.
My lord, if you think that...
What do I think?
That I am...
Are you?
No. I'm a slave, my lord. You put me in her lady's chamber. I am loyal to you.
I have reason to believe that Lady Shajar is hiding something. Something that may harm us. I need you to search for them.
What are they?
Two scrolls. About so long. They've been restored, ornately decorated, in a jeweled box.
I've seen them.
You have?
She brought them back from the market. She keeps them in the...
Yes? That's all right. I don't need to know where they are. I just need you to bring them to me.
But how?
Take them when she's not there.
And when she discovers they are missing?
I only want to see them for a short while, and then you can return them.
I can't. She keeps them in the safe.
Then get the key.
She carries it with her, on her gold chain.
I saw your child today.
How is she?
Don't worry about that man. The one who's looking after her for you.
Worry? Why?
I don't know if he's taking proper care of her. She cries a lot. She's looking very thin. I wonder if he's feeding her. Perhaps you would like me to intervene. Of course. Anything to help. If the child were to die, I could never forgive myself.
I'll bring you the scrolls.
Good. Now, both of us need to be somewhere else.
Ah.
Late, am I?
You are. But as it happens, so are they. Busy catching spies?
The work goes on. Excuse me, Kadali.
You there?
Yes.
Good.
They have arrived and are being escorted through the Imperial Gates by the Palace Guard.
You appear to be spending more time outside the palace than in, Gregor. What do you have out there? A secret family? A love nest?
The security of the palace requires a long reach.
Day and night?
Yes. If I have to work day and night in the service of my sultan, that is my honour.
Of course. Well, it is a great honour for us all to serve under such a wise and benevolent ruler.
It is. It is.
Why are we laughing?
You laughed first.
We are very alike, you and I, Gregor. We don't have wives, we don't have children. We live only for the glory of Tuman Bay. And we are ambitious, too. It's just unfortunate things have not worked out for you or your brother.
How so?
Well, clearly, Maya is defeated, or why has she sent her envoy to beg us for mercy? That is my triumph, a triumph of diplomacy. Well, you've been sneaking around the palace doing... Well, I've no idea what you've been doing. And your brother, the great general, has been wasting his time in the provinces building an army that isn't required. I have been... Ah, here they are. Welcome! Welcome! Welcome back to Tuman Bay, Effendi Red.
Take the reins.
Yes, Lord.
This is
A rather meagre welcome. One fat man, a spycatcher, a bunch of slaves.
Well, after last time, perhaps we are a little less open-hearted. How is your queen, Maya?
Let's get on with things. Where's the Sultan?
All in good time. All in good time. Come, come.
You will excuse me, I have business elsewhere.
And have you found your master spy yet?
What?
Isn't that what you were looking for?
I think you have been misinformed, sir.
You are Gregor, head of the palace guard.
I am.
Come and talk to me if you want to know things.
What things?
Come and talk to me. I can save you time and effort. Doesn't matter to us anymore.
Excuse me.
Through here, Effendi Red?
Yes.
Your men can wait here. Officer, see that they're made comfortable.
Certainly, Excellency.
Would you like to follow me? I see you have brought no gifts with you this time. You know the palace well, it seems. You know what time we get up, what we have for lunch, what we do. You are like a conjurer. You conjure up illusions for us, and we, like children at a party, are supposed to believe that you have these great powers.
You are right. I have no power at all. I'm merely the messenger for my queen. And I only know what my informants tell me. I rely entirely on the quality of their information. Their future depends on it.
Their future depends on His Excellency Gregor. If he finds them, they have no future. I don't think you saw the Sultan's fine collection of ancient sculptures last time. They're just in here. Some are very old. They depict the gods of ancient times, before men knew there was but one god.
I want to see the Sultan, not his stones.
Of course, of course. And he wants to see you. We have prepared some light refreshments for you here. After such a long journey...
I don't need anything.
No? Then just wait here. We have arranged, well, a little entertainment for your amusement. Some local flavor. It's our custom. Enjoy.
It's hot enough.
Yes, my lady.
More unguents. Pour it in here. City is so empty now with all the soldiers gone. It's quieter too. Must be all the men who make the noise. What's the marketplace like? Is it quieter there too?
I haven't been to the market.
No? You don't go out? You don't have any friends that you meet? Yes. In the end, it all comes down to who your friends are and to loyalty. You remember what I said about loyalty?
Yes, my lady.
It's important that you look after your own people and that you know you can count on them. Do you remember when you first came to me what I said? What did I say?
You said if I was loyal, you'd be kind to me.
And if you're not loyal? Do you remember what I said?
I think you said you would be unkind to me.
No, I think I said you would suffer like you've never suffered before. I see you watching me. You keep a close watch on me.
Of course, my lady.
Of course. To serve me better?
Yes.
But you are being watched too, you know.
My lady,
I don't know. My lady?
No, I don't want to hear it. Now you can go and prepare my dress. Should it be the blue silk or the gold Benares? I have to meet a peace delegation. We all have to make decisions in this world, don't we?
Yes, my lady.
You, slave.
Your Excellency.
Get me someone I can talk to.
Yes, of course. But why don't you relax?
Don't tell me what to do.
Oh, Your Excellency, how are you enjoying the entertainment?
I don't care for it. I will speak to the Sultan and I will speak to him now.
His Majesty Sultan Al-Ghuri is eager to see you too. Let me... Gregor.
The Sultan apologizes for keeping you waiting. Affairs of state. Please, follow me.
After you, Effendi Lord.
Where do you come from, Sarah, with your lovely blue eyes? Who are you?
I told you, my lady.
But where do you come from, really?
My lady, far from here. A small country. I told you.
Yes, yes. But I don't believe you.
Well, my lady, what can I say? I'm telling you the truth.
Are you?
I came from a country in the north, Kasik. I was sent with my brother as a gift.
Where were you sent?
Far away. We were captured by pirates.
Where were you sent? Where did you learn all your graces and languages? Your skills? You're no ordinary slave. Where were you educated? Don't worry. I worked this out some time ago. Why do you think I've kept you so close to me? You can be useful. Never throw anything away that can be useful. See my gold chain? It's useful. It looks beautiful, and if I need to sell it, I can.
Can I hold it, my lady?
Yes, if you wish. I dare say you once wore such fine chains.
Yes.
I knew it. You see, you can talk to me. I can help you.
Shall I put it on for you?
Please.
And may I ask something?
Go on.
The box in the safe.
Oh, that.
You brought it back from the market. You keep it hidden away. What is it?
That, my dear girl, is my insurance. And that of my son, Madhu. Think of it as our future, if you like.
I'm sorry, my lady. But you don't have a future.
Your Majesty, Effendi Red.
So good to see you again, Effendi Red. How is your queen?
She is well, Your Majesty.
Good. I'm so pleased. You look flustered.
Far from it.
I hope you have been enjoying the modest entertainment we have arranged for you. A banquet is, as I speak, being prepared in our kitchens. We had to replace the kitchen staff last time you were here, so I can't guarantee the quality. Now, I understand you wish to discuss terms for peace.
That is right.
Well?
Queen Maya has instructed me to inform you that she will withdraw her armies and cease all hostilities.
Queen Maya. Good.
On these conditions.
Conditions? What conditions would they be?
That you hand over the reliquary and that the Hafiz, currently under your protection, comes with us. He will live in Maya's court under her protection and be her spiritual guide.
This reliquary, we have no knowledge of it.
It is our information that the reliquary was carried out from Bakur by the Hafiz. Bakur is now under Maya's protection. It was therefore stolen from us. We want it back.
Are you mad?
I'm sorry, what?
How dare you dictate terms to me? Our army is in the field. We will destroy you and hang your queen from the imperial gates. Are you insane giving terms to me? We are ready to destroy your queen and raise your whole damn province.
Majesty, Majesty.
Shut up, Gadali! I'm not playing this game anymore. I want this son of a whore!
Oh, your Majesty, think about this. Yes, you have your army in the field. You are on a war footing. All for what? Because I threw the severed head of some...
Your Excellency, you need to come now.
What?
Not now. Can't you see you need to come now?
Or was he? Perhaps it was something that just gave him a bellyache and he was never in any danger at all. Perhaps this has all been an illusion. It is the paring of the nail of the smallest finger of Maya's left hand. If she really wanted Tumen Bay, she would take it. All she wants is the reliquary.
Who found her?
One of the eunuchs, Excellency. I came to get you at once.
And her maid? Where is she?
I don't know.
Excellency, in here. Get out.
She was beautiful once. She still is. Even in death.
You clever bitch. You knew what Maya wanted and you had it. But... someone was even cleverer than you. Excellency, the physician...
I came as soon as I could.
You're too late, Doctor. The lady's maid, Sarah.
We can't find her. Shall I send for the palace guard?
Yes, do that. When you find her, bring her to me.
If I'm still in this world, if the Sultan hasn't put my head on a spear for failing to keep the palace safe from spies and assassins...
Now I must inform the Sultan that his favorite wife is dead.
Episode 5 of Tumen Bay, Stranglehold, featuring Rufus Wright, Sarah Beck Mather, Nina Yindis, and Alexander Siddick, was written and directed by me, John Scott Dryden, with music by Sasha Putnam and editing and sound design by Steve Bond. Tumen Bay is created by me and Mike Walker and produced by Emma Hearn and Nadia Khan. For more details, including a cast list, visit tumenbay.com.